Welcome to the Weekly Security Digest, a Sunday publication of the critical national security stories you might have missed. Here are the headlines. Saudi who attended Al-Qaeda camp arrested in Oklahoma. The New York Times reports a Saudi immigrant who attended Al-Qaeda's most notorious training camp was arrested on a charge of lying to the FBI and on two counts of visa fraud in Oklahoma. The man was discovered after his fingerprints matched those taken from a document captured in Afghanistan. This document was a five-page application for the Farwak camp, where four of the 9/11 hijackers trained. Syria chemical attack rockets made in Germany. It has been discovered that the rockets used in recent chemical attacks in Syria that poisoned dozens of civilians, including children, were stamped "Made in Germany" and contained the logo of German-based Krempel. The rockets used in this chlorine attack were traced back to a government-approved deal that sold them to two Iranian firms in Tehran. Mendez will retake Foreign Affairs Committee role. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has given his blessing for Senator Bob Mendez, one of Congress's most conservative Democrats on foreign policy issues, to return to his previous job as the top Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Senator Mendez was one of four senators who voted against President Obama's nuclear deal with Iran. Adam Schiff has family ties to George Soros. It was discovered that Adam Schiff's sister, Melissa, was married to George Soros' son until 2015. Adam Schiff, the ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, was previously financially aided by George Soros to win his congressional seat. Edwin Jackson's death, legal immigrant facing charges after alleged drunken driving crash. The twice-deported Guatemalan illegal immigrant, who is accused of killing Indianapolis Colts linebacker Edwin Jackson and another man in a drunken driving crash over the weekend, is now facing four felony charges. In a series of tweets Tuesday, President Trump offered his prayers and sympathies for Jackson's family while emphasizing his argument on the need for immigration reform. Secure America Now honors all of our nation's veterans. This week, we honor Jason Fitzpatrick to be featured in Secure America Now's Veteran Recognition Program, Home of the Free, Because of the Brave. Quote, he served in the United States Army for 23 years, several tours to the Middle East and Korea, and retired in 2012 as a first sergeant. He has a beautiful family that supported him and still is supporting him as he deals with PTSD. Thank you, Jason, for your service. Submit a veteran you know for recognition at our website, www.secureamericanow.org/veteran. In case you missed it, the Senate released a redacted version of a memo that refers Christopher Steele for criminal prosecution. This memo not only shows that the Democratic National Committee and the Clinton campaign funded Steele's research, but also reveals that Clinton's close associates fed him the information to begin with. Listen in.
Catherine Herridge with what she knows now. Catherine?
Well, thank you, Sandra. You remember last month, the Republican chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Chuck Grassley, along with another senior Senate Republican, Lindsey Graham, sent a criminal referral to the Justice Department asking for an investigation of the former British spy, Christopher Steele, who compiled the dossier, on the basis that they said there was evidence that he had lied to the FBI about his contacts with the media and the distribution of the dossier. Now, if you can come back to me just a second, you can see we have now received an unclassified version of that criminal referral, and you can see it's very heavily redacted. But buried within the document is a new allegation by the senators that Clinton associates also fed information to Steele. And it reads in part, it is troubling enough that the Clinton campaign funded Mr. Steele's work, but that these Clinton associates were contemporaneously feeding Mr. Steele allegations raises additional concerns about his credibility. The names of the individuals are redacted in that document, and Senators Graham and Grassley are asking the Justice Department and FBI to now do an emergency declassification because they think much of the document should now be public because some of the information is consistent with what was in that House Intelligence Committee memo that was released on Friday. I think it's worth noting that it may be a case of overclassification by the FBI and Justice Department because there are portions where they redact the title of media reports, including a Washington Post report about the dossier, Sandra.
These have been the headlines. Thank you for listening. Be sure to subscribe and come back next week to hear critical national security stories you might have missed. To learn more about who we are, visit our website at www.secureamericanow.org. www.cnnnews.org.